Wilbur, Brother and Sister, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 20th, 1902. Mr. Wilbur, we received a box of fine, nice oranges from you. We thank you for your kindness in this act. We appreciate your favor. The oranges are of most excellent flavor. Again, receive my thanks for this present. Mrs. Wilbur, I know not, my sister, if we have met you in our travels. My last journey across the Rocky Mountains east to New York City, South Lancaster, Massachusetts, and Nashville, Tennessee, was most trying to me. Speaking in halls heated by coal furnaces was especially trying. Then there was the heavy snowstorm and the bitterly cold weather. November worked unfavorably for me, and I became sick, returned home from the conference in Nashville, Tennessee, sick. Thank the Lord I am improving and gaining strength slowly. The Lord is very merciful to me. I praise His holy name. There is no place like home. I should always prefer the quietude of home rather than travel. Christ lived not to please Himself, and we must follow the example of our Savior, live not to please ourselves. I must bear the message that the Lord has given me. But He does not require any one of us to be presumptuous. 10 years I have lived in Australia, a more mild and even climate. St. Helena is more like the climate in Australia, but the climate there is much more even than in California. We had a nice little place which would produce all kinds of vegetables, fruit trees of every kind, oranges, lemons, etc. We enjoyed the atmosphere in Kurrenbong, New South Wales, much better than the atmosphere here. But this atmosphere is much to be preferred than the eastern states in winter. I am pleased with our home here, but have not remained in it but a short period of time since crossing the broad waters of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord has graciously spared our lives in all our travels. Often there have been wrecks just before us, detaining us several hours, but no harm came to us.